You know, a lot of people talk about the flow state and they really don't understand what it is. And it's really simple. We do it every day. We just don't pay attention to it. The blood in your body flows, right? What is the flow state? It's represented as a sine wave or a sin wave up and down. You go to sleep, you wake up. You go to sleep, you wake up. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. You sacrifice, you gain. Let's say you want to make some money. You go sacrifice for a job, a few hours, make some money. You sacrifice to learn a new topic or a new, you spend some time to meditate and learn to download some new information. It's the flow state. It's a death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Doesn't matter if it's sleeping, doesn't matter if it's eating, doesn't matter if it's studying, doesn't matter if it's lifting weights, it doesn't matter what it is. You tear those muscles and they grow back stronger. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. You do it every moment of every day and people don't even know they're doing it. That's the flow state. People say, I want to be in the flow. Just do it. Just do it. Make the decision and do it. The flow state is right there. All you have to do is be willing to understand that you sacrifice to rise up. You sacrifice, rise up. Sacrifice, rise up. Sacrifice, rise up. It's just a continual process. Continual flow state. You do it every day that you sleep. You do it every day that you go to work. You actually do it every moment of every day when you're breathing. As you're walking. As you're riding a bicycle. Everything that you do in 3D is the flow state. Now, on the one hand, you would say, well, the flow state in 3D is cool. That's good to know. But what about 5D? You die to your own understanding. You die to your own understanding. If you want to flow in the spirit mind, you have to die to the flesh mind. If you want to flow in the spirit mind, you have to die to your own understanding. And that's pretty much it. What you think you know, everything that you think you know is wrong. You're born in a system that's upside down. The pyramid's upside down. You have to invert it. Everything in the natural is upside down. Yes, in the natural plane, you see the sine wave. The snake eating itself. The snake, just death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. But if you really want to get into the spirit flow, you have to die to your old Adam and live in the new Adam. You have to die to your own understanding and get the mind of Christ. To get the mind of Christ, you have to die to the natural realm, way of thinking, the worldly wisdom. You die to the worldly wisdom and you rise up in the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And actually, everything that you need is right in front of you. Like a lot of people, they think they need something. They think they're lacking or something like that. All you have to do is reach out and by faith and just grab it. There's people wanting to hire. There's jobs everywhere. The resistance is not, it's not outside. The outside is made for you to get in that flow state. The exterior is designed, it's actually in the flow. Every day, night and day, death, resurrection. Everything around you, the night, the day, the seasons, it's all the flow state. And it's designed for you to pull you into the flow state. But if you're not in the flow state, it's not your surroundings, it's something internal. You're thinking, you got stinking thinking. To get into the flow state, you have to change your way of thinking. The flow state's even typified in the stars at night. It's typified with the sun. It's typified with the planets. Everything around you is the flow state. You can look at the trees. They're just flowing. The squirrels, the birds, they're just flowing. So if you're not in the flow, it's not anything outside. It's an internal issue. It's not external. It's internal. When you turn that water on in your sink, it flows. So there's something on the internal. There's an internal spigot that needs to be turned on to get you in the flow state. If you don't know what that is, I would suggest figuring it out. I'm going to turn this water on. Imagine your inside being turned on. There's something not turning on the inside because the outside is the flow. Everything around you is flowing. Your blood is flowing. I'm talking about your soul, your mind, your heart, your will, your emotions, your intellect. Your blood's flowing. The wind goes in a circuit. The water's flowing, the rivers, the ocean, everything's flowing on the outside. So if you're not flowing, it's an internal issue. You're wanting to figure it out in your own power. You're wanting to do it your way. You're wanting to do it the way of the world, the flesh, and the prior life. You can't do it that way. You can't be in the flow if you think like the old Adam or the old Eve. You got to think like the new Adam, the second Adam, or the new Eve, the second Eve, because your old Eve is going down, and your old Adam's going down. They're not going to be resurrected unless you change something on the inside. And what is that? You have to die that Christ may live in you. You have to die. Receive Christ into your heart by faith. Jesus lives in you by the Spirit. That's the flow state. There's no other way to make it in this place. You got to be in the flow state. Because if you're not in the flow, you're stagnated. And you're not helping yourself, and you're not helping anybody else. You're just stagnated.